Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it's good. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and my name is Psychic Medium Michael, and I appreciate you tuning into the program today. We have several callers already on our switchboard, but let me give you the call-in number. It is 347-327-9316. Again, the call-in number to the program is 347-327-9316. Man, I've had a good day. Hopefully you've had a good day as well. Or if your day hasn't gone well, I hope that that changes for you and turns around. You know, one thing I've learned in life, when I'm having a bad day, they don't last forever. I'm glad about that. I mean, it seems like it. When you're having a bad day or a frustrating day, it seems like it will never end. But they do end, and things do get better. And that's what we always have to hope for and believe in. And so I'm just glad that Spirit's moving in my life and moving in your life as well. Let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then I'll be taking your calls. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. Thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen, and the many blessings that you bring into our lives that sometimes we miss, but I appreciate them so much. And Father, Mother, God, I pray for my listeners right now. I ask that you would meet their needs physically, spiritually, emotionally, whatever needs that they have today. And I just pray that you would just help me move out of the way and become the vessel that you always use on this program, and that I'm thankful for that. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for my friends, people that I can turn to when I need to do that, and it's always nice to have those people in your lives that can help you see a different route when you're sort of off path, and so I appreciate those in my life. So let's go ahead and say namaste and amen. And let's go ahead and take 703. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I am doing super. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
No problem. How can I help you?
Well, I actually had a question about my love life. I was just wondering if you see anyone in my future, like in the near future, or if you see anyone of permanence anytime soon that's going to come into my life?
Is there somebody, let me ask you a question, is there somebody that you're already interested in? And because I feel a person already around you is why I'm asking this question.
Yeah, I'm actually, I'm dating someone right now, but I'm going to be moving in the beginning of the year, and we're not, you know, like officially together, and I know that when I leave the area, it's, you know, probably going to fizzle out just because the distance is going to be so great.
Right.
And, you know, it wasn't planned or anything like that, so I was just wondering if, you know, once I'm more state, like a stable position, if there was anything that you saw.
Yeah, I see something like in next year, about looks like about February or March, as a relationship. So yeah, long distance relationships are hard. So I agree with you that this will be fizzling out, but something else is opening up for you next year. So.
Okay.
Once you get settled. Yeah.
Right.
So.
Okay.
So anything?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anything else, really quick? I feel like there's another question, is why I'm asking.
Well, the reason why I'm moving is because I'm going to be going into a post-bac program for school, and you know, I'm in Maryland now. And I'm going to be moving to Kansas City, and I'm very, very, very nervous about the move just because it's so far, and you know, I don't. I've never made a move like this before in my life, and it's just, you know, kind of nerve-wracking, and I guess I'm just wondering if I'm really making the right choice because, you know, even though it's something that I want to pursue, I just thought that I would be more excited about it, And, you know, I almost feel like I'm pushing myself to do it, which is making me kind of second guess my decision, like, altogether.
Right. I personally will go tell you what I'm picking up on it, and I feel like it's a good move. I think there's some fears, you know, coming up, which is understandable. You know, this is a huge, you know, different move for you, and something you've never done before. But I feel like you're being pushed to move and into your future, and I see things going very well in this move. It's just, you know, you don't really know anybody up there too much, and it's just nerve wracking a little bit. But I would trust spirit on this because I feel good about it personally. So.
Okay. Well, thank you. Yeah, you know, I do feel good about it when I guess take away all the things that make me nervous, but it doesn't, you know, necessarily make everything go away, even though. You know, I feel like it's a good thing. The other feelings and emotions are still there. But, yeah, I'm glad that you got a good feeling from it.
Yeah, I do. You know, when those fears pop up, you know, just realize that this is, you know, something that you need to do for yourself. And it's a big step forward in your future. So.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem. You have a good day. Thanks for calling.
You too. Thank you.
And let's go ahead and talk to 617. You're on air with me.
Hello. Hi, Michael.
Hi. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing good. How can I help you today?
Good. I would love a general, please.
Okay. Let me just be quiet for a second and tap into you. And could I have your first name, please?
Yes, it's Gwen.
Gwen. Okay, thank you.
Yes. Sure.
I really feel like as you go, the one thing that I keep picking up is opening up more to spirit, you know, more meditation time, a little, I think, of, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that they've been talking to me about the same thing as in making a sacred space in my home where, you know, I can go and just open up the spirit and the meditation. But I keep hearing meditation over and over in my head when I'm talking to you. So that must be something that they really want you to focus on. And the year ahead for you is going to be awesome. Some doors are going to be opening up for you that you didn't even expect to be opening up. And and financially, you're going to be better in 2015. So
excellent.
So
beautiful.
So that's all I'm picking up at the moment. So
okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You as well. Many blessings to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go ahead and talk to, well, as soon as my keyboard stopped doing what it was doing, we'll talk to Rose.
Hey, Michael.
Hi, how can I help you today?
I want to know if you will look, please, at my vehicle situation and see if how that's going to go.
I feel like, I'll tell you one thing, is I feel like the lower energies are really using this car thing to really keep you off balance. So, you know, I think that they're just keeping you, just frustrating you where all you can focus on is, you know, not having, you know, a way to work, you know, just things like that. You know, right now it's inconvenient for you, you know, the way you're doing things, like taking buses and stuff like that. It's just an inconvenience. But at least it also it's a blessing you don't have to walk all the time. So, but I see your car actually in 2015. I feel like that you'll get everything worked out with your car, and things will go a lot smoother transportation-wise for you. This has just been a test for you, and you know, you get to meet other people when you're on buses and stuff like that. But you know, that's sometimes good and sometimes not so good. But yeah, but you know, I do see your transportation situation in 2015 being a lot better. So
okay, good. Yeah, and you know what? Last week I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, there has got to be a reason that I'm going through this. I mean, the rain and everything, getting home drenched. I was
right.
Like, you know, I don't know what it is, but I've had enough.
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
Sure.
All righty. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
No problem. You too. All right. And let's go ahead and talk to 773. You're on air with me.
Hi.
Hi, how can
Joellen.
I help you?
How are you?
I'm good, Joellen. I appreciate you calling in today. So how can I help?
Well, I'm just kind of wondering if there's any good news that's going to happen in the next month or so. I'm just kind of been marking time for a lot of things. I've been looking for jobs. I've been looking for a new place to live. And I'm just kind of wondering if any of my work is going to pan out.
My spirit guide is funny, and he was showing me like dog paddling, like you're just treading water and not moving anywhere. And that's sort of what I've seen for you for the last 3 months. It just seems like you're just not making a step forward. You're trying. Don't take me wrong. You're trying, but something's just been holding you back. Good news for you, though. I feel like as you go more into December and more into next year, I feel like that things are going to be breaking free for you. You still have, this week is going to be a little frustrating for you, so I'm going to give you a heads up. But after this week, I feel like that things would be breaking free for you, and you're not going to have that feeling like you're not moving, like you're just in quicksand sinking. You're not going to have that feeling anymore. So.
Well, that's good. Do you, I'm wondering if I should hold on to, I've got a couple different jobs that I'm trying on for size, actually. And I'm wondering if I should, one of them is a traveling job, a flight attendant job. And I'm thinking about letting that go.
Yeah, I don't personally, with what I'm feeling as I don't see that being a good fit for you. So that's probably why you're feeling that. I just feel like that your second choice, or if there's two choices, your second choice would be better for you. And I feel like another opportunity for employment is going to be opening up for you in January. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it a creative job or is it an administrative job?
It's more creative. It's something that you'll enjoy doing, because I feel like you know, sometimes I know with me, sometimes I'll have jobs that are just jobs. You know, they're just bringing a paycheck, and I'm dreading going there. And I feel like that you've been stuck in some of these lately. But I feel something more opening up for you on the creative side. Mid-January, it looks like.
Okay. And do you see me traveling at all?
I do see some travel for you, but I wouldn't see travel for you until it looks like late spring, early summer in 2015.
Okay.
But I do see some travel. And I do feel like it's going to be with a job or for a job or something like that. Because I feel job-related energy with this, so.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in. You have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Okay, let's go ahead and talk to 303. You're on air with me.
Hello?
Hello, you're on air. How can I help?
Hi, I got a question. Well, actually, I'm going to let you choose which topic you'd rather look at. I can either ask you, whichever one kind of speaks to you. I'm looking for work, so I can ask that question. Or I just moved into a new place, and the neighbors upstairs are being problematic, and so I'm wondering, so I could ask that question as well. Just like how to proceed with that.
Okay. Let's see which one Spirit wants to focus on here.
Okay. They're both important.
Yeah. I feel like the neighbors above you is where I want to go right now. And this is what I'm feeling on this. It's testing your patience. I've had neighbors, sometimes people can get on your nerves. For some reason, I feel like they're not going to be there that long. I feel like that possibly they're going to be moving, I would say sometime next year. That doesn't take care of the problem right now, but just know that they're not going to be there forever above you. So,
they have wooden floors and they're very loud and they're noisy. I just moved in, and they just also moved in. And I already had to call the police, in the first week because of them. So, because they're just, kind of out of control up there. So, I don't want to, I'm not going to talk to them directly. I may have to involve relay the information to the landlord, and give it to the landlord to take care of. I don't want to have to do that, but, I think that, if it comes to that in time, I'm willing to do that. But I'd rather not even involve the landlord and just, keep praying for peace, upstairs and they're really oblivious. They're just totally oblivious, the effect of their stomping around and.
I understand totally. I lived in an apartment where I had people living above me and it was noisy and stuff like that. I feel like you're going to have to get the landlord. You don't want to, but I feel like the landlord is going to be stepping in here. Sometimes we have to take steps to better our lives, and that's one thing that I feel like with that. So,
You think the neighbors will respond to the landlord then in that regard?
Yeah, I feel like that they will. So. I feel like things are going to be calmer for you as you go into, right now it's noisy and stuff, but I feel like as you go into next year, things are going to calm down and stuff like that.
Yeah, good. I hope so. It's really stressful all day, all day, day after night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry you're in that kind of situation. So.
Yeah. Until you've lived in it, you can't even imagine what it sounds like until you live under it.
Right. Yeah.
So, okay. Well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you. You have a great day.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and get some calls on here with me because I just looked at the switchboard and the time and we're running low. Melvin, hi.
Hey, Michael.
How are you? I haven't talked to you for a while. What's been going on?
A whole lot of stuff, Michael. I don't know if you was aware of other shows, but, my son was shot.
Oh, my gosh.
And, back in June, him and another guy were standing out talking, and a girl was standing out talking back in June, and he was shot. in the neck area, and he's paralyzed. And I prayed my lungs out, but he lived. The Lord kept him here. But he can move. Yes, sir. He can move some of his his right arm and a little of his left arm, and he has some burning sensations in his legs, which I told him that was good, but he's in the hospital still, he was in the hospital, but he was transported to a nursing home. And I'm trying on my Facebook page, I set up a GoFundMe.com fundraiser to try to get him to Shepherd's Hospital in Atlanta, Georgia for therapy, because he didn't have insurance and I didn't have the funds to support that. So I'm trying to get up enough fundraisers to help him get, back on his feet, because I believe if he get the therapy that he needs, that he will walk again. And yes, sir. And a lot been going on with me with my landlord and stuff. Somebody stole the rent money out of the Dropbox, and she don't want to renew my lease as of now. And I never had a problem where I stay at, but it just seemed like all this negative, like everything just keep piling up on me. Even my kids, other kids won't even speak to me. They didn't even call daddy for Thanksgiving or nothing. So I just need, to see is there any good news coming my way, Michael? Just know that I can bear. I talked to the Lord. I prayed my lungs out. I'm frustrated. It is just unbelievable that constantly negativity, constantly something always coming up from, at the wrong time, in the wrong way, and it's just piling up on me.
Right. I totally understand.
I feel like I'm drowning. I feel like, I'm being sucked out of my body for no reason, and I'm really stressed out about all of it.
Right. There's some good things coming, Melvin. I'm sorry your son is going through what he's going through. I do believe that he'll walk again. I feel like that as you go out of this year, this year has been hard on you. I understand that. But I feel like as you go into next year, looks like January is going to be a turnaround month for you, where good things are going to start happening, and you're going to see things like that. I also feel like your family next year will reach out to you more. I know that that's been trying for you, and so I understand that, and things are going to be better for you next year. And also, are you working still or working yet?
I'm working part-time now, Michael, at a group home. I work with four individuals, and like I said, things just keep it was a situation on my job where one of the employees, wanted to fight me, and I had to back him off me. And I reported him to my supervisor, and the only thing they said that, they wanted to know, can we work together? I see, I could work with anybody, but I'm not going to be bullied on my job. And that's their job, to secure safety for the employees and the client. So they switched this out for, like, when he comes in, I leave. And when I goes in, he leaves. So we don't have to be around each other. But I love the clients. I love working and helping them, but the job doesn't pay much at all, and I struggle with my rent, utilities, and with these things with my son. It's just too much. I can understand some, but it's just too much right now for me.
And that's understandable, and Spirit knows that. Just hang in there and know that things are going to get better. Because I definitely see next year being a better year for you all the way around. So I appreciate you calling in, and hopefully that helps.
Yes, sir. It does. Yeah. So you see some good things coming up for me next month.
Yeah. As you go into January, I feel like that things are going to get a little better, and then they're a lot better by March. But it's going to be a little slow process of you, you know, climbing back up. But, you know, I feel like that things are going to get better for you. So, okay?
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Michael. It's good to hear from you again. I didn't know if you're still on the air or not. But
I'm still here. Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
And check out my Facebook page, Melvin Mitchell, Marine Corps Picture, and you'll see all the things that I was talking about.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, Mike. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
You too. All right. I'm going to go ahead and try to get some more calls on here. 414, you're on there with me. We'll be.
Hello.
Hi. How can I help you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah. How can I help you today?
Just see if you see anything general reading. Anything? Do I need to have a question?
Yeah, it would help me at this point to, if you had a particular area, would help a little bit.
Okay. My husband is going for an interview in Nashville, Tennessee. We're going, and do you see us moving as quickly as soon as we get the job?
Yeah, I feel like he'll get an offer, and then I feel like you guys will move there. I feel like that this is a good step for your family, so I definitely see nothing but good coming out of this. So,
will we find a home right away or a place to stay?
Yeah, I feel like you're going to find a home, either buying it is what I feel like. So I would go with that. So,
okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yep, thank you.
All right, thank you. All right. Let's go ahead, and I'm going to go ahead and do this. I have one more call, but we're almost out of time, so I want to close off the show, and we'll go into archived. So I appreciate everybody listening today and being a part of the show. You know, just keep your heads up. Those that are going through a lot of things right now, just realize that things will get better. That's one thing that keeps me going, is I know that if I'm having a bad day, that bad day is not going to last forever. So, all right, I'm going to go ahead and take 920. You're on air with me, and we'll be going into archive here. Hi.
Hi. I have a question about my job. I currently kind of work two jobs, and I'm looking for full-time employment. One job isn't going real well. Do you see me getting a full-time position soon?
I feel like you're going to get a full-time position as you go into next year. This year is almost over. I can't believe it. I mean, I can't believe that we're in December. But I definitely see a full-time position open up for you with benefits and stuff like that. So,
is it,
you know,
going to be in a current job I'm working? Will that turn into a full-time position, or is this completely different?
It's completely different. It has like a new feel to me, but you're very capable of doing it. It's not going to be something that you dread doing. We're going to, but I feel like it's something that I sign up for you next year. So,
can you see what it's going to be like? What would I be doing?
I can't see that. I don't have that information. It feels like you're going to be like in an office setting, maybe. I feel that a little bit. Because I see like cubicles in my head. So it could be like an office setting kind of situation for you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in. You have a great day.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let me give you our website address. It is www.insightswithmichael.net. Over there, you can set up full readings with me and things like that. You also will see the show thing over there. So my brain just went blank there for a minute. But I appreciate you listening to the show archived. And we'll be on air again sometime next week. I got to get the end part in there, weekend. If you'd like to give to the show, make a donation, that would be appreciated. It would help us get back on air more and stuff like that. So, all right. Have a good day. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I'll talk to you next weekend. Bye-bye.